بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. Today we want to continue in our review and deliberation of verses number 5 through to 11 of Surah An-Najm. As you'll recall from our previous discussion that this is a continuation under the theme of the Prophet. And up until this point, we have reviewed some of the words which God had used in these verses. And we also reviewed the difference between Shadid al-Quwa, which was, as we said, a reference to God, and what God refers to the angel Gabriel as Dhil-Quwa, the possessor of strength. Let us continue in with the words of Sheikh Mohsin Karati in his commentary and to see where we can get to in understanding these verses of Surah An-Najm. In Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani, it has been stated that in the time of the period of ignorance in Jahiliyyah, when two people wanted to establish close ties between themselves, they would stand beside one another and put their bow and arrow alongside themselves. And they would pull the strings of their bows together at the same time, both shooting an arrow simultaneously. And this was basically symbolic of the two of them becoming as one. Now, in the text of the verses that we have been reviewing, it must be noted that it is not the angel who was on the highest horizon, as Allah says, Al-Ufuqul A'la. Rather, the angel is on the clear horizon, Al-Ufuqul Mubin. And it is the Prophet who is at a much higher level than the angel. And it was he, the Prophet, who was able to witness him, God. As God says, وَلَكَدْ رَعَاهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. And of a truth, he saw himself on the clear horizon. Now, God does not reside in a physical location. And therefore, the meaning of the phrase, the highest horizon, الْأُفُقُ الْأَعْلَى, is not a specific geographic location. Rather, it refers to him being at the highest pinnacle of greatness and is an allusion to God's overarching awareness and authority over everything. When on the earth, revelation, the wahi, happens through intermediaries, as God says in chapter number 26, Surah Al-Shu'ara, verses number 193 and 194, نَزَلَ بِهِ رُوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, that the faithful spirit has descended with it upon your heart. Jibra'il, peace be upon him, is the one who has brought the Qur'an to your heart, O Prophet. However, when the discussion changes to that of the Mi'raj of the Prophet, God then changes the words and he says, فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَىٰ, and he, God, revealed to his servant what he revealed. This means that when it comes to the station of extreme spiritual proximity, as an example between the Prophet and God on the Mi'raj, that there is absolutely no room for intermediary, and even the closest of angels to God has no room to be involved in such an encounter. It was once asked of Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, what is the rationale behind the Mi'raj of the Noble Prophet? Does God actually have a physical location? To this question, the Imam replied that the Mi'raj was because God wanted to show his Prophet that which is contained within the expanse of the skies and all that is there from the amazing creations and the workings of the universe. Now, the lessons which the Prophet saw in the Mi'raj were specific learnings. The first thing that we can gauge and appreciate is that this classroom that the Prophet was in, the classroom setting, was the best place to learn, as God says, وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى. He was in the highest part of the horizon. The teacher in this class, meaning God, is the strongest of all teachers, as God says, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. One of forceful might had taught it. And point number 3 is that the content of what was being learnt, the revelation, is the strongest of things which can ever be taught, as God says, "In huwa illa wahyun yuha," that which he conveys to you is but a revelation that is revealed to him. Now, one of the infallible imams was once asked the question, that did the Messenger of God see his Lord on the Mi'raj? To this, the Imam replied, yes, he saw him with the eyes of his heart. The Imam then went on to recite this verse of Surah Al-Najm in which God says, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى, that the heart did not contradict what he saw with his eyes. In addition, the 8th Imam, Imam Ar-Radha, peace be upon him, has been quoted as saying that the verse which reads, لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى, indeed, he saw one among the greatest signs of his Lord. That this verse actually explains the verse which says, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى, that the heart did not contradict what he saw with his eyes. Meaning that the understanding of seeing in this verse is seeing the signs of God, and not God or the essence of God. Let us conclude this commentary today with a few takeaway messages that we can hopefully think about and try and implement within our lives. Message number one, that religion or deen is such a valuable thing that its teacher must be none other than God, as he is the only one who is limitless in his power. As God says, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. And the student must be none other than the Prophet himself, as he is the only one free of blunders, slips, and is infallible. As God says, مَا ظَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ. Point number two to reflect upon is that clear responses must be given to false accusations. In the face of those who used to say that the others have taught the Prophet this Quran, as the disbelievers would say, as quoted in chapter number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse 103, يُعَلِّمُهُ Bashar, that only a mortal teaches him, God responds by saying, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, the Lord of mighty power has taught him. And this is a point that we have to reflect upon in our day-to-day life, that when we have false accusations leveled against us or others, that we need to counter those false narratives. And point number three, and we conclude with this, is that all of humanity are general students of God. As God tells us in chapter number 96, Surah Al-Alaq, verse 5, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ, he taught the human being that which he knew not. However, it is only the Prophet himself who is a special student of God. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, the Lord of mighty power has taught him. So although we are all students of God in a general sense, but it is a noble Prophet of Islam, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, who was a special student. He had direct tutorship by God. We ask God to allow us to be able to appreciate this chapter and all of its finer points, and that we can implement what it is that we read and learn into our day-to-day lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.